But I knew that if I just offered the right customer service, that was a big thing. Like how I would want to be treated is what I try to treat from my clients and my customers, you know, and just being there for them. I knew that that was kind of a goal. And if I wanted to make this successful, that was just kind of where I needed to keep on, you know, pushing for.
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It's great to have you with me today. You know, over the last 20 years, I have helped create and or created myself countless websites. I actually had a marketing company for 12 years, and we created websites for so many businesses. And yet, I will tell you, I love getting help on creating my own websites. So a couple of years ago, when I was ready to launch the Inspiration Rising website, I wanted something very unique. And so I ended up going after a website platform called Showit, S-H-O-W-I-T. Now, Showit is a drag and drop style website. I'm going to tell you, it was originally made for photographers and it is stinking amazing. A little bit more expensive than a WordPress or Squarespace or Shopify or all that kind of stuff. And it is well worth it because the ability to edit your website, it's so simple and you can have things moving and it's beautiful. If you want to check out my website, it's insporising.com. And the initial template that I purchased was from none other than Jessica Gingrich. I was Googling her name, trying to find, let me back up. I wasn't Googling her name. I was Googling templates, website templates for the Showit platform. And her name popped up. And her designs were beautiful, they were affordable, and I was just really impressed with her. Now, I ended up starting to follow her on Instagram and getting to know her a little bit more, and I found out she used to be a mom of one. Now she's a mom of two just recently, and she was a full-time commercial interior designer when I actually bought my first template from her. Yeah, she was working full-time as a commercial interior designer, and she was creating website templates on the side. I didn't really know her story, but through this interview, I got to know so much more about her. And you guys, I fell in love with her even more because she, like many of you, wanted to have a more flexible schedule. She was a parent, and she wanted to spend more time with her kids, more time at home, more time with a flexible lifestyle. And so just a year ago, she ended up going full-time in her business designing Showit website templates. And I just wanted to have her share the story with you because my guess is you have something that you're maybe doing on the side with a full-time job and you're going, what would it look like to work on that project so much so it grows, and eventually I can do it full-time. That is exactly what Jessica has done. And now she's been able to make enough money in order to create an investment property, to purchase an investment property, to turn it into an Airbnb and a place where photo shoots could happen or commercials or all kinds of beautiful things. So I wanted her to tell her story to inspire you. And by the way, if you are looking for a Showit website template, you should definitely check out her website. Okay, which is jessicagingrich.com. All of the links to her social media accounts and her website and all of that are in the show notes, of course. So let's go ahead and dive into this conversation with Jessica Gingrich. Well, Jessica, thanks so much for taking some time to hang with me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here.
So I first reached out to you, I think, when I switched my website over to the Showit platform, and I was kind of Googling different themes and templates that I could use that were beyond what Show It supplied. And I think that's how I came across your website. And then, of course, I bought a template, you know, from you, and you helped install it, which was awesome. You did a great job. And I've since like modified it and hacked it, you know, all different ways to kind of make it my own over the last couple of years. But I want to hear, how did you get started in business? Like, because I know you, you know, you went to school for one thing, then you had a full-time job. And but how'd you get started?
Yeah. So I actually went to school for interior design and architecture. And then I became a commercial interior designer, worked with a bunch of big names in the business, basically. And then I basically started doing, you know, the whole entrepreneur thing when my husband and I got married. We created a bunch of the wood signs for our wedding. And so we created a little business on Etsy where we made, you know, wedding decor and sign guest books and things like that. So that's kind of where I started. Then we had our first daughter, Ellie. We shifted a little bit toward nursery decor and kind of more graphic design. I did like some little, you know, graphic tees for children and things like that. And at that point, I started looking into building a website because, you know, you kind of want to get off of somebody else's platform, which is Etsy, right, have your own storefront. So I started digging into websites, started with like a WordPress website, found it, you know, pretty difficult to really customize to get what you wanted. And I don't know coding. So I dig further. I think I discovered Show It through probably Jenna Kutcher. And it was just a game changer. You don't need coding. You don't, you know, basically what you, because I have the design side. And I started kind of digging into like learning how to code, but I was like, I just don't have time with my full-time job, a baby, everything. So Show It really opened the door for me to kind of pursue the graphic design side of things that I've always been interested in. Whenever I went to school, it was kind of, I was in between graphic design and interior design, and I chose interior design. Probably should have gone the other way. I mean, I still love interior design and I'm still doing it kind of on the side a little bit. But you know, my passion is really just helping other women like me, kind of build something that's going to be more flexible, because I have way more flexibility in the career that I'm doing now than in my, you know, trained career, basically. Mm-hmm.
So was your first Show It website for your business selling kind of the nursery items? Was that your first website?
Yeah, it was. I started, I think I started on Shopify, and then I discovered Show It. And so I started moving over there. But then I was like, you know what? Building websites sounds a lot more like I could make more money over there than selling, you know, physical goods. Because physical goods, especially if you're just a one person shop, you know, that's a lot of work day in and day out of your like time that you can't outsource, you know? And so I discovered website design. I was like, this is a lot better use of my time. It has a lot more, you know, potential for growth, I feel like, for the way that I want to go, which is passive, because, you know, I wanted to focus on our family. I wanted to have more time for that. And so I knew I wanted to drive more of my business toward passive income. And so Show It, you know, is a big template service. That's what they, you know, push really. And then obviously when they have designers like me who install the templates or customize templates or even do custom website, but the templates is kind of where I wanted to go. And so I just made it easy because I just created templates, put them up on my website, and they started selling.
So for people who are not familiar with Show It, tell them what it is, who it was originally created for, and why it is so unique.
Yeah. So Show It was originally created for photographers. The reason it's unique is because it truly is drag and drop. Like, you hear that term, especially like Squarespace or Wix, but those are kind of built within a framework and you drag and drop your content into that framework. But the good thing about Show It is you can literally change up the framework. You can move anything and everything around. You can move pictures just by clicking and dragging them. You can move, add and remove text boxes, which is kind of like a double-edged sword. Because I've found that, you know, people that might not have the necessary training can do, you know, whatever they want with a website. And it might not look as great as if they just kind of stuck with the original framework. So there's kind of a good and bad to that side of Show It. It's great for designers, you know, like me, who kind of have an idea of what we want to do and the principles behind design to create a good website. And it's great for people that are using it because they can just more easily customize it and, you know, plug in their content and get going without needing to like hire a developer or a coder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I describe it to people, I go, well, other websites have predetermined boxes that you mm-hmm. have to put things in.
Right.
Where Show It is, there are no boxes. You right. literally can just put it anywhere.
Yeah.
And you can just royally screw it up in the process. Yes.
It's so true. Like, I love Show It. And, you know, it's the people that work there too are just the most amazing people. So I just highly recommend them all around. And it does, it makes, you can do anything you want on it. So if you want to make a bad website, you can definitely make a bad website, but you can definitely make a good website without hiring it out necessarily too.
Yeah. And it provides the ability for things to also have movement, kind of a flow in and out, and slight animations that are professional. They don't look cheesy like right. Back in the old days or something, like something jumping yeah. in on the screen, but and it becomes so tasteful, mm-hmm. it's so elegant, which I think really lends itself more so, in my opinion, to people that are visually oriented, i.e. photographers, and also female entrepreneurs that want yeah. that tasteful, elegant look. It's just so powerful. It is slightly more expensive, and it is definitely a different way of approaching, mm-hmm. a website. But it is beautiful. So yeah. you were taught graphic design in school, but in terms of website, I mean, I know you were taught interior design,
but
you learned graphic design at the process, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's different than website design and creating something on the Show It platform. So did you just dive in and start looking at tutorials and start, messing around?
Yeah. I mean, so as a graphic design, it's very similar to like Adobe. So if you have familiarity with some of the design programs, you can really just jump in and you'll figure it out. Now, if you don't, that's why I created a course that comes with all of my templates, because not everybody has that design background, obviously. And so I tried to make it easier for people that don't have that to do it themselves too, by kind of outlining how you do it, step by step, broken down easily, so they can just follow and jump where they needed to go.
Now, how did you choose your niche kind of in the market? And maybe what is that niche? Because, there are lots of different people using Show It, and you've got several different, how many templates do you have that are available on your website right now?
Oh gosh. I think like somewhere around 24 probably, or.
Wow. Quite a few. Okay. And, how did you choose? Cause I know you've got, it looks like several niches. Mm-hmm. How did you choose that?
So, I obviously started with photographers because that's where Show It kind of started. And in order to sell in their marketplace, you had to market to photographers. And I love working with photographers. Photographers are one of my main clients. That kind of fell naturally. And then I just saw the need for, women coaches and consultants. They could easily use Show It, service-based providers. It's just perfect for them. And so that just kind of happened as a follow through, like, why not push this to these other, niches that need it? Interior designers was another one that was great for it because they're very visual. I targeted female entrepreneurs in general because, kind of like I said, I wanted to target people kind of like me that are looking for, to grow their business, but are used to bootstrapping, doing everything themselves. They maybe are new to business. They can't afford to hire a custom website. They don't need to hire a custom website designer. But they're struggling with like WordPress, they can't customize it the way they want. Their Squarespace website looks like cookie cutter. So they're looking for a way to make their business stand out and get to that next level so that they can have more flexibility, have more time with their family, spend more time on the things they love, not worrying about their website, and using it as a true marketing force that it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to go back to you shifted from the nursery interior items that you're creating to website design. Did you create something kind of custom for somebody in the beginning, or did you, the very first thing you did was started creating templates for Show It?
Yeah. So what I did is I created a few to go ahead and submit to the Show It marketplace because they have like a design approval kind of thing. But of course, right when I got in, they were super swamped because of all the promotion from some of these bigger influencers. And so there was kind of a delay on things getting approved. So I knew that I wanted to create some more templates just to sell in my own shop. So what I did is I reached out to a few, Facebook groups and was like, I'm looking for somebody that I can create a website for that I can use as a template after. And they'll get a high, a big discount on their website. They don't even have to pay for it. I just need to use their images, kind of their brand as an inspiration. And I'll create something. If they like it, they can buy it. If they don't, then I'll just continue to use it as a template, and, swap out their information basically. And so that worked really well. I did that for, I think 3 or 4 templates that I started out with. So that was kind of a good way to, I also got, some feedback from them that I was able to use and put on my website. So that was kind of a real quick way to build a portfolio and build some templates at the same time. Cause I'm kind of all about efficiency. I just like to get things done as quickly and efficiently as possible, but still at a, high quality.
Mm-hmm. And you were doing this while you were working full time. Is this right?
Yes.
And what was it that drove you? A lot of people go, man, I'm so tired after my full-time job. I don't know how to squeeze this in. Like, what was it that was driving you to be able to put all this time and energy into it?
My overall goal was to eventually, do my own thing full time. So that was a big drive, but also knowing that I was building something that was going to be passive, primarily. So I knew that I needed to put in the work a little bit up front, but then I would reap the benefits, on the back end. And that's kind of really where I've been at this past, year after doing all the work, putting in the time. I'm, probably 75% of my business is passive income, which is amazing because, I'm working 20 hour less week, weeks. And I recently brought on an assistant and she's been a game changer for me. She's been the best thing I could have done for my business. Her name's Eliana, which is funny. That's my daughter's name. But, and so her plus kind of where I've built the business has just made it to where I can be a lot more hands off and really just focused on the parts that I need to be focused on. And it's kind of opened the door for us to like pursue another, business venture that we're going after right now too.
Okay. So 75% is people buying the templates inside your shop or Show It's shop.
Yep.
And obviously you keep all the money in your shop. Show It takes a percentage of some sort on theirs.
Yep.
And then but you are willing to install it or modify it or even create something from scratch, I assume, if somebody's willing to pay for it.
Yeah, I technically don't do custom design anymore.
Okay.
Just I've found that for my niche, people usually don't need a custom website.
Don't need it, yeah.
And so I'm more apt to push them to do a customization of a template if they're looking for something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it's really necessary, at a lot of the points, 0 to 4 years of business, I don't think you really need a custom website unless you're selling some kind of product or app that requires something like that. But
mm-hmm. So at what point did you make the shift from doing this on the side to then quitting your full-time job and then focusing on that? How long did it take you to get to that point?
Yeah. So I am definitely kind of, I like to take risks, but I also like to have like a stable, life. And so it took a while I think I started in 2018, and I was working for a company that was great and let me work part-time from home. So I was working 3 days at home, 2 days there. And I think that's what it was, or maybe it was the reverse. I can't remember it. I have the worst memory. And so then I just knew that I was ready. I was ready to, take the next step, which to me was to go truly part-time. So I moved to a previous company that was able to let me work fully remote part-time a week or, part-time during the week. And so I did that. And then 6 months later was when the COVID thing all happened. And because I was a part-time remote employee, it was kind of like, they were like, well, we're going to have to, you know, let you go. I was like, that's fine. You know, this is what I needed. Like I had intent to, you know, resign, you know, later in the year. So it just kind of bumped up the timeline. And, you know, I wasn't bummed about it because I knew that that was my end goal. And I knew that I needed kind of the push to just take the jump, you know. Like I said, I loved my career and I love doing interior design, but I just felt like this path was going to be the right one for me.
Mm-hmm. So good. So let's talk about some of the biggest kind of breakthroughs that you had along the way. And these breakthroughs could have been like you just mentioned one, which was hiring an assistant, but maybe it's a mindset breakthrough. Obviously going to part-time and then full-time in your business was a breakthrough, but like, take me through some of those milestones that you can think back on and like, why were those so big for you?
I mean, raising my prices was a big one. I think whenever I first started Show It, a lot of the template customizations, you know, the price range was kind of between 600 and 1,000. And so I started, you know, at the 600 range. And then I just kept booking. I was like, you know what? My goal is the passive side. So if someone is hiring me for my, you know, my custom services, then I just need to get to a premium level. So I just slowly kept increasing my prices. And it's not really a milestone, but I mean, it happened, you know, incrementally. And now, you know, what I was charging $6.99 for, I'm charging $25.99 for. Wow. And people are still, you know, booking, thankfully, because they see the value. Because I also offer a quick turnaround, you know, turnkey service, everything, you know. And so that's been a huge, like, accomplishment to me, of just knowing that I need to charge more and that I'm worth it. And people will pay it, you know, they'll see the value in it.
What did you have to do in terms of mentally to make that shift? Cause I know it's happened incrementally, but that's a huge jump from $6.99 to $25.99. And just so people know, that's not the price of the template. Like that's the price of the customization of the template. If you don't want to customize it yourself.
Right.
And I would say your templates are actually on more of the mid range, wouldn't you say, in terms of price?
Yeah. I mean, they're low to mid really. Now the Show It templates, they started a lot higher and, you know, as I've been here, a lot of them have come down. I think, you know, because it was kind of this new fancy thing, even though it had been around for a while, it was become, you know, picking up steam and people realize that spending, you know, $1,000+ on a template is a big ask for something that's not necessarily a unique website.
Right.
So you're seeing the prices come down now and templates being, you know, closer to where mine are at. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what also helped me kind of get a leg up is because I was at the lower tier of the templates. So I think my quality was just in line, but it made them a lot more accessible to, you know, who I was trying to attract. And, you know, I wanted everybody to have the opportunity to have a good website because I just think it's so important for their business growth, you know, and I want people to be successful. So I just wanted, that was kind of my big goal, was to make it accessible for people.
So back to my question of like the price point, the difference in jump from the customization from $6.99 to $25.99, what are the shifts that you had to make internally to really believe that you and your work were worth that?
I mean, so I'm an Enneagram 8, so I'm pretty confident in myself. And so I know a lot of it is like, I knew where I wanted to be, but I mean, I didn't know I could get this high necessarily. And, but I knew that if I just offered the right customer service, that was a big thing. Like how I would want to be treated, is what I try to treat for my clients and my customers, you know, and just being there for them. I think has kind of been one of the biggest things is, but mentally just, I'm not really sure. I mean, I knew that that was kind of a goal. And if I wanted to make this successful, that was just kind of where I needed to keep on, you know, pushing for.
That's great. What, any other breakthroughs come to your mind?
I think kind of doing the niches is a little bit unique offering, because it's so hard. A lot of times, you know, Show It is so customizable that you can take a photography website and you can use it for a coach. You know, there's nobody saying you can't do that. But I wanted to take it one step further and make it just a little bit easier for people, and breaking it down into the niches so that they could really see their, you know, their content in that. It just takes it, you know, makes it one step easier for them. And so I think that was a big, breakthrough as well, just making sure to, because a lot of, some of my templates, they're offered in all three, you know, like I'll have a version for photographers, a version for coaches, and a version for interior designers. And that, because so many times I'll get questions like, well, you know, I don't like pink. Like, that's one of the easiest things you can change.
Right.
But it's such a common question that people just don't visualize it the same way that us as designers might,
right.
Or, you know, other people that, you know, have an eye for things like that or understand, you know, what it means to build a website. And so I just wanted to make it a little bit more easier for people. So that was kind of a big, I think that kind of set me apart too.
Mm-hmm. That's such a small change for you as a designer, mm-hmm. that could result in a lot more income.
Yeah.
They're just showing people the capabilities because they can't see, you know, right. Like you said, they can't see their content there. They can't see the color change. And that's a massive income opportunity for you.
Right.
So that's an interesting to think about for those of you who are listening. No matter what your business is, it's like, wow, how can you just tweak it just a little bit to make it more accessible for the end user, mm-hmm. that doesn't take a lot more work on your part because you're not having to create a whole nother theme.
Mm-hmm.
You're just tweaking it, but then people can see it more easily through the lens of their own, you know, their own need, their own business.
Yeah, exactly.
Your husband, I know he works, he has his own job outside the home. Is he involved in your business at all? You mentioned that he was involved in the previous business that you had started.
Yeah, no, he is not currently with the website design business. He did help me with the wedding decor business. We kind of worked on that, like at our peak, we were making, you know, our biggest seller was like wood guest books that people would sign. And we were making like 10 of those a week. So he was helping me. He'd construct them. I would stain them. I'd cut out the little stencils that we used to paint with. He'd help paint while he's watching football. And so he was great. And then of course, when we moved to websites, you know, I didn't need his assistance as much on that. But we are starting a new venture that we're doing together, with the whole, like, we're pursuing short-term rentals, and things like that. So I'm really excited to do that with him.
That's awesome. So when you say short-term rentals, I assume Airbnb, VRBO,
mm-hmm.
type situation, yep. where you're looking to purchase a property or do something with it.
Yep. Yeah. We are purchasing a house and we're going to use it for Airbnb. And then also for like brand photo shoots, we want to rent it out to photographers because I'm all about brand photo shoots. Like, they're perfect for your website. You know, I highly recommend everyone get them done. And I think that would be such a fun to create like a home environment that people can come and just rent,
totally.
And create their, you know, brand photos. So
good. Yeah. What a great idea. I actually, I think this might've been 2 years ago, I was the model, believe it or not, I was the model in an Epson printer commercial that was online. And the way that I landed this was a buddy of mine was the guy who was shooting it. And he said, we need a photographer who's kind of got salt and pepper hair, kind of a little older. I'm like, oh, I see. All right. So I'm the old guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. but they actually shot that commercial in an Airbnb home.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I know. Cause whenever I had a brand photo shoot with my brand photographer, who was amazing here in Dallas. And, you know, we were looking for a place. There's some studios, but I really wanted to find, yeah, like a home. So we looked on Airbnb. There's a thing called Peer Space. And we ended up just doing a studio, but I was like, man, this is something that this market really needs. And I think it would be so helpful for, you know, brand photographers to have a location that they can just, you know, book and go, and it's on brand and, you know, works.
So. Great. I think this place even charged a different price for a set versus like you're going to go stay there.
Right. Yeah. Usually it's, you know, ranges from $75 to $200 an hour for like, if you're renting out your place for an event, you know, if you want to have somebody host a happy hour there or something, or a photo shoot. So that's kind of a whole nother stream of revenue that, you know, we're trying to look at for this other venture, basically.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So you have two kids. One is straight from heaven, like straight out of the womb. How are you managing all of this?
It's been interesting. Thankfully, I have a 4-year-old and she is in daycare. So that's been, you know, a blessing. But my 4-month-old, she, you know, she doesn't sleep quite as well as my other child did. And so, you know, nap times are a little rough during the day and it's definitely harder to get things done. So, you know, I really have to time block and, you know, focus on one thing at a time to try and get it done. But otherwise, you know, that was one of the big reasons that I needed to hire help, you know, with my assistant. And so that's been great. And it's really allowed me to not stress too much about not being, you know, I've just had to kind of accept that I'm not going to get as much done, you know, and things will still be okay. And I may have to work more evenings and, you know, it's working out.
So amazing. All right. So your website is jessicagingrich.com mm-hmm. and the name of your business is Just Add Moxie, and Just Add Moxie is on all social media. Of course, we'll put all the links to all of this in the show notes, but jessicagingrich.com, we'd really encourage you if you are wanting a really beautiful, unique website, Showit is a great platform, and would really encourage you to purchase one of Jessica's themes. There, you know, that whole word theme and template, you kind of go back and forth with that, right? Or is it?
Yeah, Showit, they're technically templates. WordPress is for themes. WordPress, but it's all, you know. And same, I think Squarespace is like kits or something. So it's okay. They all have to have their own little word, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And I have had a couple of Rise Up Business Academy members purchase their websites from Jessica. And so I highly recommend her and encourage you to check it out, jessicagingrich.com. So Jessica, thank you so much.
Yes, this has been awesome. I really appreciate you, David.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend, take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.